There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark.
All right, a little bit from candidate for President Trump yesterday in Nevada. We will get more of his reaction. Maybe he was reacting directly to the conversation we had yesterday with Dr. Sean Powers from the University of South Alabama, Marine Sciences. We talked about the shark attack. Maybe that was Trump's reaction. We'll get you more on that coming up later on in the show. Hey, welcome, and glad to have y'all here on this Tuesday. 343-0106. That's the phone number, 343-0106 for a text or a phone call. And always a reminder, if you have that FM Talk 106.5 app where you can stream the station, get show schedules on there, traffic maps, weather information, our podcast post there, all those good things. In addition, at the bottom of the page, you'll see a microphone icon. If you mash that, you can record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. It's also not just a Tuesday. It's the second Tuesday of the month. I look up, and I see Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch in studio. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
I want to start off with what it's like. If you look at the monitors here in our studio, everybody talking about the Hunter Biden verdict here, the gun verdict. This is a question of a Nix form, right, of what he signed when he purchased his gun.
Correct.
And on those forms, we go in, they were asked a series of questions there, and one of them is about, are you on drugs or addicted to drugs or something like that?
An addict, yeah. Or alcoholic. I think that language is in there as well.
And maybe people breeze by those?
I would think so, especially those who, you know, most people who are avid gun owners and, you know, have purchased a good number of guns and, you know, they're not in that frame of mind anyway,
right,
or in that position, so they just breeze through them. And you know, I think now it's electronic. You do everything over the computer.
Yeah, I remember the old days of filling out the form with a pen. But so in this, he signs this, and then it comes out that he has the gun, and then what he in his book or something he wrote that he was a crack addict at that time. And
He said he smoked crack every 15 minutes.
Which, by the way, side note, how do you have time to get anything else done?
I wouldn't think so. And you know, one thing I started policing when crack was just coming on the scene. And what I was always told is the reason people get addicted to it, they're always chasing that first high with crack. So it must be something unbelievable.
It's just every 15 minutes. So he says that. So I guess at that point, does law enforcement like read the Hunter Biden memoir and then look at the Nix form? You know, how much of that is going on? Is it because it's such a high profile person, Hunter Biden, or is there a situation where police are looking at, people at DOJ or somewhere looking at records of who has a firearm purchase and what they said, and then they hear something. I mean, those two things had to come together to make this happen.
They did, and I think a lot of this probably began with the laptop, and then the issue come up with the gun, and just triggered an investigation. And I'm frankly surprised that it went as far as it did.
In doing that, at a state level or a county level, do y'all have, and we'll talk about where we are with concealed carry permits in the state and an update from you, how much money y'all have not received. But do you have, is there any running list at a state or municipal or county level of Nix forms and how people answered them? Or is that the federal database you have to?
That would be a federal database, something that, we don't have access to and don't want access to. I don't want to know what guns people have that are legal gun owners.
Right. Oh, that's another thing, too. I know we've talked about it at length, and all the folks that have concealed carry permits, we all know it, but it is 6 months doesn't go by. I could say more than that, but let's say, honestly, 6 months doesn't go by that somebody doesn't call in here or tell me personally. They go, well, your concealed carry permit, Sean, that's listing all your guns. I said, never has there been a thing like that. There's no link between... Well, the concealed, you know, it's just
never is probably the wrong response
in my life.
Okay, because when I first got my permit, I was 19. I was in the military, and they did write, you know, you could list up to 3 guns on the back of the permit. I mean, you had to provide them, you know, what you were carrying.
But that changed at some point. Because in my memory,
a long time ago,
the concealed carry permit was for me, not for the firearm.
Correct. And that's still the way it is. You know, we don't want to know what kind of gun you have, or at least I don't.
Where are you now with, we know that in the permitless carry, the constitutional carry bill, when it went through, it said, okay, we do hear from these sheriff's departments in 67 counties in Alabama about how much revenue these provide. We're going to make good or what is reimbursed? I don't know the language.
Yeah, reimbursed was the term that was used.
It was like, okay, we'll keep this as just a discussion of the idealism of this and not the pragmatic of the dollars. So we'll solve that. This was something they talked about in Montgomery. They said they got this done. And then you have told me in here over the last, 2 years that the money has not been reimbursed at the level
right.
that they said
we get
it would
a
be.
Fraction of what we lost. But I will say, you know, not much was accomplished this last session regarding getting it done, but there were a good number of discussions amongst legislators and senators because they see the need. And so discussions are going in the right direction. You know, I attended several meetings in Montgomery, and I think they genuinely want to help and kind of get it back to the level it needs to be.
Because it was what they said in the bill.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that bill was sold a couple different ways, and you know, I've had discussions with, you know, a few legislators and some others that said had they known everything would have such a negative impact in the way that it did, they probably wouldn't have voted for it. But I think there was, you know, a great deal of pressure, you know, from various organizations. And again, I understand the premise behind it, but I think we're headed in a good direction. I hope we'll get something accomplished next session to maybe not fully reimburse, but at least get closer. And it doesn't hurt our agency as much as it
does. Right, and you have said that before. You said it's not great for Mobile County Sheriff's Office, but you've pointed to more rural and small counties. And you said, you've told me on air and maybe off there, you said, Sean, it's a big deal in some of these smaller counties.
It is because, some of these smaller ones have, you know, part-time deputies who may work for another agency, a municipality somewhere, and you know, those are contract type positions that they would have to pay out of pistol permits,
and
they've had to let some of those go because they just don't have the money.
I want to get to a few of the questions from the text line, then I've got a stack more, but I'm gonna get to these before the news. Dink says, first of all, on this, we're talking about the Hunter Biden gun charge. He said, can you compare that to the Steve Nodine gun charge?
It's pretty much the same charge. I was on it, like I said earlier, I was surprised to see the conviction. But realistically, I can't see him being sentenced to a prison term because that would be a logistical nightmare for Secret Service. Mm-hmm. You know, so I, you know, don't know what the sentence will be, but I'm sure all those factors are being considered.
This question, can the sheriff touch base on who is allowed to police Dog River and other local rivers? Last time you were in here, we talked about Aaliyah and some of the marine enforcement.
Yep. I haven't seen them in Dog River lately. They were out.
I saw them come by me. That would have been Saturday. They were heading into Dog River. And I hadn't seen it in a while, but here comes the boat with the sirens on. Everybody commented they had not heard the, you know, marine, but with the lights on and the sirens on, heading out Dog River into the bay. But yeah, I did spot them. But okay, so
I know 2 weekends ago they had a heavy presence in Orange Beach, and because I've got several phone calls about that, and you know, it's something that eventually has got to be worked out of it. But as far as who has, you know, the authority, I mean, they're a state agency. Mm-hmm. You know, however, you know, I think, you know, and I don't know the legal ramifications from it, but, you know, where most people go boating in Orange Beach, that's all Orange Beach city limits. And I don't know if they can put their foot down and say, you know, this is my city. And, you know, we don't need you in here.
Yeah, because on land, right, because we often talk about this with the sheriff's department. People say, well, I see the sheriff's department working in the city. I'm like, yeah, because it's in the county. Do the state troopers, does Aaliyah, I mean, the way we lay these layers over, can state troopers on land go anywhere inside municipalities? Can they enforce law in there?
They can, but, you know, typically, you know, they don't enforce you know, regular criminal activity.
Okay.
It's traffic offenses. Okay. And, you know, not saying that they can't.
Right.
They just, you know, there's a lot.
Not that they do, but they do have the right to?
Sure.
Okay. So would the same argument be made on the water if that water falls inside a municipal jurisdiction?
It would, you know, but, you know, guess who the jails belong to?
I think I'm sitting next to the person in charge of that. Coming right back, more with Mobile County Sheriff, who's in charge of the jail, Paul Birch, right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1220 FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Welcome back to Boat Talk. That's what the sheriff and I were doing during the news break. Like talk about boating and all that going on. And you said, too, that speaking of Dog River, heads up, you'll see presence from the sheriff's department there.
You will. We have a couple boats that, you know, you'll see during the summer, Dog River, Fowl River. You know, but I want to ensure everyone we're not out there to harass you like some other agencies. You know, we're there to make sure, you know, build a relationship with the boating community. You know, there to help, you know, if you need assistance with anything. And, you know, if you're up close to them, we probably have some little giveaways that, you know, if you need a keychain, a floating keychain or something to put your cold Coca-Cola in, we have those too.
That's very good. I have one of those floating keychains. I have two of those floating keychains. I like them. You know, and just safety-wise, I mean, I'm always preaching, but this year with the number, not that it's in the jurisdiction for the county, it's been offshore, but, you know, go back to it. EPIRBS, y'all. Carry them in your boat going offshore. It's such an easy piece of technology to carry. That's, I mean, instead of people being either perishing out there or being stuck for days, people are getting picked up after like 2 hours.
Right.
You know,
they're life saving. They really are.
I mean, it's this one little thing that y'all can get. So I'm off my soapbox, but I like to preach about those things. Let's see. From Brad said, Sean, I'm glad that the sheriff is back on. I wanted to ask last time, but it got too late. Is it just me, or am I not seeing a lot of additional sheriff's cars in the downtown area?
You know, downtown, we don't really patrol, you know, other than civil process. You know, and I'm glad you brought up, you know, sheriff's vehicles. You know, we put it out, you're going to start seeing a lot more pickup trucks, because that's the only thing we're able to get.
Explain that to people, because, I mean, you've told us, but if they're just not listening...
Don't think we're doing it just for fun. We're unable to get
Tahoes. Y'all couldn't get the dang Tahoes.
No, and not just us. You know, it's like that with every agency in the country. We are going to be able to get some starting next year, but, you know, I've got an aging fleet that we needed some immediate attention. So I think we got in 20 Fords, and I've got 20 Chevrolets that should be here, and these are police package pickup trucks. So it's a different look. And I think the city has some coming as well. So, you don't think it's a new trend. We're just unable to get SUVs.
This is what I love about having you on, being able to talk, because people would make an assumption, oh, yeah, they just want to get them a truck, you know.
Yep.
But it's because you can't get the Tahoe.
Can't get the Tahoes. And I'll be honest, I'm a little concerned, you know, about pickup trucks, you know, during, you know, high-speed operations, mm-hmm. whether it be a pursuit, you know, a running code, you know, because of the light back end. And one thing you'll notice about our trucks as well is every one of them are equipped with pit bumpers. So
you do the pit
eventually
maneuver.
All of our deputies will go through pit training.
Which is the quick version for people is what?
We're going to crash you out if you run.
Yeah, there's a technique here.
Yeah, it's just pursuit intervention technique.
And it's been shown pretty darn successful.
It's been real successful.
Do you don't think there's going to be any drama between having half of them Ford, half of them Chevys with the deputies, do you? think there's going to be some trash talk? Or?
Yeah, probably a little bit. And, you know, I don't mind saying I'm a GM guy.
Okay.
And, you know, but at the time we ordered the Fords, that was all we could get.
Oh, now it's getting deeper here.
It's more so from a, I guess, a reasonable standpoint. If we can stock one type of part at the county garage.
That makes a lot more sense.
It makes it a lot easier on the mechanics, and you know, there's a cost savings involved in that.
But you can't get the vehicles.
No.
And those light rear ends, I used to do this, had a two-wheel drive Dodge. Dad let me drive on the weekends, and we'd go in the woods with it. Just concrete bags over the wheel wells. You'll be good. Well, way down the back end.
They actually make a bladder that can be installed in the bed. So
we'll weren't see. That high tech. We just got concrete bags. This texture saying, asking for a friend, so don't get mad at me. Can you ask the sheriff his opinion on why the Wallace Tunnel is almost always backed up?
I'll just say drivers who aren't that smart tend to just break. They freak out when they enter the tunnel.
The breaking of the tunnel, like I don't.
It just, because you get to the other side after 20 minutes, and there's nothing. There's no wrecks. There's no stalled vehicles. It's just people who don't know how to drive. And, you know, the one thing I'm hoping when and if this bridge ever gets built, if something else could be done with the 18-wheeler traffic, I think that'll make a huge difference as well.
Absolutely. Will we be alive when that happens?
I probably won't.
Not far behind you. Jason said, nice job, Sheriff, shutting down the dog fighting in Axis. Can we expect to see more attention to that and rooster fighting in North Mobile?
Yeah, if we get those tips, we're going to act on them. We hadn't really received much about rooster fighting in a long time. The dog fighting is just such a horrific act, I'll probably get in trouble for saying it, but what needs to happen with the guy hosting that is lock him in that building, pour some beef bouillon on him with those starving dogs, and let's see what happens. I mean, it's just such a cruel, cruel thing that they do.
I don't know that there's been a time that I've heard one of these busts, whether you or other agencies, busts in dogfighting rings, that there haven't been, you give me a list of charges. I mean, there's drugs, there's, stolen guns, there's been ever a bust and like, well, it was dogfighting, but everything else was fine. I never heard that.
No, there is no such thing. Yeah. Because of the type crowd it draws, I was on the way here. I was talking with got a call from Waynes County, Mississippi, sheriff, and some of these people were arrested were some that they were looking at, and so, we're going to get together and share information and, hopefully shut down additional dogfighting rings.
The size of that, David says, was the dogfighting ring in Axis the largest ever dogfighting ring bust for Mobile County?
To my knowledge, yes. I haven't really looked into that, but I know this is the first one that we've done, and I don't recall, in years past of it being done.
Tim says, Sean, I wish the Sheriff's Department would come up with a fundraising program where we knew the money was going directly to them, and they would offer some kind of little sticker that we could place on our car.
And we can do that. There's a number of ways, but, we don't like to tax, because that's basically a tax of citizens. You're already, through taxes funding the department. But we've kicked around different things like that.
Big Ang asking, said, good afternoon, Sheriff and Sean. I'm a convicted felon from 15 years ago, and I heard I could get, it says my motor's rights back. I'm going to guess that's probably voter's rights back. Is that true?
Yeah, well, you can apply to that, absolutely. And I don't know what the conviction was, but, if you're able to get a pardon, you can get your gun rights back as well, as long as it's not a violent crime.
Right. And I remember this story came up maybe 10 years ago, the number of people that were in Alabama applying through that. It goes through the governor's office?
It does.
Is that, is it just at the will of the governor, or is there if you check this box and this box, do you know that?
I really don't know, but I will say, somebody who made a bad decision, and I'm not talking about a career criminal, but somebody who made a bad decision years and years ago shouldn't be held to account their entire life. I mean, especially once
they
put it behind them and become, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, they should, be able to earn those rights back.
Fred said, so is there a need for EVs, I guess electric vehicles, in the fleet, or will the feds help pay since they seem to be driving that thought process? Would there be EVs maybe in the fleet?
They're not. I could see where that would be something beneficial in a municipality, but in a county slash rural setting, they're just not practical.
Right.
I mean, we put, you know, anywhere from 250 to 350 miles a shift on a vehicle, and depending on which area of the county you're assigned.
Right.
And call volume any given day. So
yeah, especially just, in a rural setting, I didn't think about that.
It would not be practical for a county setting.
There you go, Fred. I tell you what, you keep those questions coming in at 343-0106, 343-0106. Our guest, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, and we'll get back to these in just a second. Also, I've got a stack of my own to add into the mix when we come back right after the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right to 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along on this Tuesday. Good to have Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch in studio. And this is your chance to ask the sheriff, I mean, direct questions. And then, you know, it's probably about every other time you're on here, you find out a piece of information that helps you do your job as a sheriff.
Usually, yeah.
You know, people say, hey, this thing is going on. And, you know about most of them, but there are occasions you're like, oh, I didn't know that was happening.
There's always something that, you know, we've not encountered before or, you know, frankly, that I haven't thought of before.
Right.
And so that's why I love this show.
Les's question said, hey, it's Les from Orange Beach. Tell Sheriff, a friend of mine got a BUI from the state a couple weeks ago, and he blew a .07 on the boat and at the jail, and the main machine was not working, so they had to use a portable. And then he says it was actually a .06 at the jail on the portable.
Well, that's why, you know, a good attorney is always worth getting, but I can probably tell you one of the two Aaliyah, you know, officers that wrote that, I'd bet money on it. But yeah, I can tell you different court jurisdictions, and I don't want to name any specifically because I don't want to upset anybody, but a lot of their cases get thrown out. I mean, a lot of them. And just, I've just never seen such a ticket-happy group of, you know, law enforcement people.
But people talk about this a lot. Is it true or not? Are there quotas that they're trying to meet? Is there like they need to write X number?
I don't believe so. I've never been a traffic guy. So, you know, I've probably written 12 to 14 tickets in 35 years. That's just not my thing.
Right.
And, you know, I think a lot can be accomplished with warnings. But, I mean, these guys will write anything and everything just to be able to write a ticket. And that's not – law enforcement's supposed to be out there to assist. And if somebody's out there acting a fool on the water, then absolutely go get them. But, you know, what they're doing is harassment. And I'll say it just as plain and simple as it can be, it's harassment.
So the Marine Police, these agents of Marine Police are harassing the boaters.
Specifically Aaliyah.
Yes.
Marine Police.
Yes. Aaliyah Marine Police, State Marine Police.
Yes.
Damn Yankee asked, he said, what is the max sentence for dog fighting? Will the large scale of the fighting increase the charges and sentencing? Because I guess so many dogs and how big this is. Does that go
I really it? Haven't had an opportunity to look at, you know, all the different laws and the sentencing guidelines. You know, this is information that we received in really short notice and had to act quickly. So,
like, okay, I mean, I know you can't divulge methods and all that, but do you get something like, it's going down tonight? I mean, is that too much like a movie?
We just have to ramp up and you know.
But does somebody, I mean, there's a piece of information like, it's going down tonight, come in?
It does occasionally, and we get a lot through our crime tips. I mean, that's why we always encourage people to go to the website and enter crime tips. It's anonymous.
You know, really anonymous, Sheriff?
It is, yeah. I mean, because there are some who send stupid messages all the time, like, you know, and they've got obviously some issues, and, you know, they're planting electronic devices in my head and mm-hmm. this, that, and other. And we can't even block those incoming messages. So it truly is anonymous.
So people, and that number is the?
It's the mobileso.com, mm-hmm. and it go to crime tips and submit it. Or you can block your number and call dispatch and do the same. Now we can find out block numbers if it's something where you tell us where a dead body is or something.
Right.
We need to know information. But
and you have said this over time, that the technology is actually can be a benefit.
Yeah,
number one, people reporting, but number two, social media, those kind of things go into policing.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are engaged in social media, and
they tell on themselves.
They do, or somebody's like, "Well, hey, I just heard somebody talk about this at the grocery store, you know, and they were driving this kind of truck, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of." Or we'll post something. You know, let's just say a thief, you know, we were able to get a good vehicle description or a photo of it. You know, we've had some where, hey, I was at Home Depot, you know, Saturday, and I saw that truck.
Okay.
And here's the tag number because I saw it on y'all's website. And so it does. It really, really works. And we love when the public gets engaged with it.
Okay, I'll do my part here. When there's people on Facebook Marketplace selling 7 anchors and 14 Yeti coolers and those things, I just wonder.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's a scam. Sometimes they're just stolen. You know, it's one of those things. If something,
like, how did you get that many anchors?
It's
really
too good to be true. Then it's not good.
Looking at the text here from John, he said, okay, back to the pardon thing. That's right. Pardons do not come from the governor's office. They have not for years. Pardons come from the Board of Pardons and Paroles. You can go online and get the paperwork to begin, which is the restoration of your civil and political rights. Then you can seek pardon as long as it's not a crime of violence or sex. So to the earlier texter, there's the...
Okay, well, I've never applied for a pardon, so I didn't know,
right.
You know, all the... But I've always been under the assumption that it was
I thought it was something to do with the governor's office. I wonder if they say that because the governor's office, or pardons and parole, does it work? The people that are put on that, aren't they...
They're appointed.
Appointed by the governor.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, okay, that's why. All right, let's get, I'm coming to the phones in just a second. Let me get a couple more texts here. Gary, let's see. Why is Dollar General scanning my driver's license for beer purchase at 62 years young? Well, hey, Gary, I get it at about to be 52, so.
Well, I jokingly, when they ask to do that, I just ask if I get my senior citizen discount when they do that.
But I say, yeah, y'all making me feel good.
That's, you know... There's more and more, again, you know, I'm not saying that kind of technology is good or bad, but, you know, it's get to where everything gets to be scanned. You know, now when you go to a doctor's office, you got to drop in your driver's license and drop in your payment. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, with the Sally Port or something at the jail. Let's see. This texter says, I received a full pardon 2 years ago. I want to get my pistol permit, and I was wondering if the sheriff had any idea how long it takes for the pardon to show up in the NICS system. Thank you.
I do not, but, you know, regarding a pistol permit, you know, if you bring us a copy, if it's not in the system, you know, because we've done this a few times, actually for one of the callers who called a while ago, bring us a copy of the pardon. We can verify it and you know, get you your permit. So.
All right. Daniel said, why is there a difference between Marine Police's authority to search a boat without probable cause compared to a car on the land?
Well, I actually tried to pass legislation, you know, this past session, you know, to make it the same. And Aaliyah ran interference and shut it down.
But shouldn't that, would that be something that could almost go to a federal level then? I mean, would that be...
Well, I mean, it needs to be addressed in state law. One thing that I know we've got their attention is, you know, I did some research over the last year and a half and found out that the rule they were using to board a boat, they were doing so illegally. And for them to do a safety inspection, they're either supposed to be a Coast Guardsman or have one on board with them. And... they weren't doing that.
So Coast Guard only for safety inspections.
The safety inspections. But what I've been told, by several people who've been pulled over recently was there was Coast Guardsmen on the Leah boats when they got pulled over. So you know, they're paying attention to you know, what's being discussed. And again, my thing is just stop harassing people, and we won't have these issues.
Let's go to the phones at 343-0106. Robert is in Sims. Hey, Robert, you're on with Sheriff Birch.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sheriff. I always get a kick out of talking to you. It's not like I can drop by the office and say the sheriff is in, you know, so.
Well, you can. Sometimes I'm there, and, you know, sometimes I'm not.
Well, at any rate, you talking about some of this Aaliyah, which I don't really – does that include the state troopers and all that crowd?
That's what they are. You know, and actually their boat says state trooper. You know, at least one of them does.
I have a quick question. I'm sure you can answer in just a minute. Do you know – I mean, I know you're familiar with this, but so-called drug recognition experts, do they operate in the state of Alabama?
Not – I haven't encountered any, you know, so...
You know, those are the law enforcement officers who go to a 12-hour... Sean may not have heard of them. I got more time to look at this stuff than he does. You know, they go to a 12-hour seminar, and they come out, and they're drug recognition experts, and they can pull you over and not find anything, and just based on what they think in their head, they can arrest you for being on drugs. I mean, that's pretty much my understanding of what they do.
Yeah, I've heard of it. But I don't know if we have anyone. I know I don't have anybody with the sheriff's office. You know, I don't know if other agencies around here utilize that. You know, I can't see where, you know, you could establish probable cause based on that unless you've got some real erratic behavior, you know, that would go into that.
Well, like I said before, Sheriff, you're more in tune with the Constitution, I think, than a lot of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And that would be the way you would think, but you're not. I mean, you know, you can't be everywhere. And I was just wondering if the Mobile City Police Department or any of the surrounding agencies, because it's kind of a thing all over the country. Oh, I'm a drug recognition expert, and you're putting off all kind of signals that you know you're on something. So we're gonna have to take you in. Answered it best you could.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that there would have to be some kind of blood test or something to substantiate the allegations. I will say we've got some really, really smart judges on the bench, and I don't know that they would accept just, hey, I think you're on something to convict anybody.
Robert, appreciate the call. To the text line here, Marty said that, I know the Sheriff's Department's primary job is not speed enforcement. But what tools in regards to radar or LIDAR enforcement do y'all use? Which tool do you use as law enforcement? Do you as law enforcement prefer?
We do use radars. We have traffic grants that we work occasionally, and then you know we do work the interstate, you know, with customs and border patrol. One day maybe that'll be a more realistic job, but right now you write down whatever the name is and let them go. But, you know, so it's used in those grant-type situations because that's one of the required elements in the grant.
This from Supermom said, per Google, dogfighting Alabama is a Class C felony. Does that help you with approximate jail time, what a Class C felony is?
Yeah, a Class C is going to be 1 to 10 years. And, you know,
and
there could be federal implications. Like this just happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even wrap up the search until late Sunday evening. It started on Saturday night. So, you know, we'll be meeting with some other officials and determine, you know, whether we're going to keep it in the state or take it federal. And because there are federal laws, you know, regarding dogfighting as well.
And she goes on to say, yeah, could you imagine dogfighting being your form of entertainment? They are sick people.
Agreed.
Tuskers, what can be done about the burnout parties in Springdale Mall parking lot after 10 p.m.? The burnout parties. I don't know what that is. Is that
unless they're talking about spinning tires?
Yeah, I was wondering
if that's what that is. And that'd be number one, I'm in bed by that time, and you know that. But that'd be the city police that would have to address that.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell you because this is not my phone number, so I'm not texting it in, Sheriff, but somebody is my spirit animal here. Hey, ask the sheriff if there's anything that can be done about the very loud exhaust systems that are on these high-powered muscle cars that race up and down Airport Boulevard. Big problem between McGregor and University. I've lived in Lakewood Subdivision since 1984. Noise level has gone way up.
I really can't answer. That's something that I would have to get back to because, again, I've never been a big traffic person.
Right.
But
you do
sure
know that sound. That person, I've sit at the traffic light with my boys out there in that lobby right now. I'm going, what?
Yeah.
I can't hear
you. I've been next to them as well. And, you know, but I don't know what the law is regarding that because we just don't do a lot of traffic enforcement.
Yeah. All right. Coming right back. More of your questions for Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch right here on Midday Mobile.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, one last segment here with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch and a bunch of Marine questions coming in. First of all, though, commentary from Vince. He said, everyone knows Chad around Dog River. Don't be a Chad.
I like it.
This texter asking says, why does Alabama Perdido Pass and Orange Beach have Orange Beach Police, Marine Police, State Troopers, everybody there? Why is it not just a localized unit instead of all these different people there enforcing whatever they are? There's a lot, kind of a run-on sentence, but I guess I get the idea.
Well, if you really pay attention, if you're out there, you don't see Orange Beach harassing people. And just they usually are just riding through, waving, and if there's an issue, you know, they'll go help somebody. But it's the other ones that you see that, you know, again, I don't know why the state feels the need to be in city limit waters.
From David, what training does the sheriff's department and office provide his deputies about interacting with people that video or audio tape an encounter with police?
Well, you know, unless you're interfering, you know, in some way, like a, you know, too close to a fight or something like that, you know, there's nothing, you know, illegal about someone, a citizen, filming a law enforcement action, and you know that our deputies know that, you know, they're probably going to just ignore you.
This from Jim B says, is the sheriff familiar with the CSPOA, the County Sheriff Peace Officers Association?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Wonder if that's one of those things too, that scams out there.
Yeah, I got a text this morning that you know they're now using my name, you know, saying I'm calling about unpaid fines or something like that. So, you know, I'll reiterate, we will never call you and say you owe money, and we're certainly not going to ask you to meet us somewhere to pay us money. So if you receive a call like that, it's a scam.
This from Dirt Digger said, Sean, tell the sheriff thank you for taking the bad people off of where I live. It's a start. It starts a dogfight in the beginning. There's a lot of dope dealing early in the morning and meth cooking in the woods on the street that I live on and I've lived on all my life. The drug dealers taking over. Thank you for getting the dogfighting off my street. We now need to get rid of all the dope smoking and dealing and cooking in the woods off Williams Avenue.
Yeah. Well, just let us know where we need to be and we'll be there.
Let's see. Hal says... It says MPD doesn't do much traffic enforcement either. I think you have to discharge a firearm out the window to get pulled over. I don't know. Go speed and see.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that, but yeah, that's, yeah. I'll refrain from commenting on that. I, you know, don't want to. You know, I don't know what another agency does as regarding their policies on traffic enforcement and those kind of things.
Ben is asking the question that I asked the other day, and maybe he on the question I had, because the story about the guy that y'all made the arrest on that shot at the two people on the go-kart. Yeah. I guess what stood out to me in the report that we got from WKRG News is with a long-barreled shotgun. Of course, as being a gun guy, I was like, well, was it a 26 or a 28? You know, was it a vent rib? So Ben says, yeah, what constitutes a long-barreled shotgun, a 26 or a 28-inch?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was a shotgun, but, you know, thankfully, you know, no one was seriously injured.
I know that y'all's job is just to enforce the law, but the motivation, was it like a road rage thing?
It was. And, you know, I don't want to get into too many details of an ongoing criminal case, but, you know, it made no sense. You know, like I said, they were, you know, one was a child.
Yeah, 12 years old or something.
Yeah.
But it's to level of, I guess more will come out on that.
It will.
This is from unnamed texter. Can sheriff not put a boat in Dog River that shadows Chad all day long so he can feel like the rest of us do when he starts up his games? Our sheriff arrest him for illegally arresting people. That would be wonderful.
Well, let's say our boats are out there with a purpose. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, by the way, T-Bone says to tell you to ignore the gift card that he sent you for his unpaid tickets. let's see. Adam said, I know that MPD gives 100 rounds a month for practice, but if you take advantage of it, most are not even proficient shooters. What does the Sheriff's Department require from deputies regarding shooting training?
We do our standard, you know, training that's required by APOS by qualifying, you know, twice a year. However, you know, we don't restrict it to 100 rounds, you know, per month or whatever. And, you know, if a deputy wants to go out to the range and shoot, they can. It's open.
I live close enough to let you know that there's some rounds deployed downrange there. I live in the ear shadow of that range. Yeah.
Well, we have a several squads, patrol squads, and our special operations unit who go as a unit on their off days very frequently and train as a unit.
Let's go to the phones here. Clint is in Fairhope. Clint, you're on with Sheriff Birch.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
We're good.
Good. Hey, Sheriff Birch, you seem to be dodging a lot of questions or playing dumb or I don't know what it is, but you're like, you know, well, I hadn't written but 14 tickets in 35 years, so I don't know what that's all about. And, well, I'm in bed by 10, so I don't know what that's all about. But surely your department is out there writing tickets and, you know, patrolling after 10, right?
Oh, certainly. And, you know, again, our you know, we're not big on traffic enforcement. We don't have a traffic enforcement unit, you know, like a municipality does. Now, if you're, you know, engaging in bad behavior, you're probably going to get a ticket or a warning ticket. I think what I said was you can accomplish just as much with a warning ticket that don't take $300 out of somebody's pocket and increase their insurance for a man, you know, working their butt off to feed their family. So, you know, you know, yes, there are people out there patrolling, but I'm not, you know, after 10 o'clock.
There you go, Clint.
So I don't see how you think I'm dodging questions.
It sounds like you are. And a couple of questions ago, that person, I think, if I understood right, was like, well, what are you doing out on the water? You know, because you're like, well, we're just handing out keychains. And I think, let me just say this.
You said if somebody's acting a fool.
Right, and I said we're out there to assist as needed. We've towed several boats back to the ramps, and like I said, we're not out there as a Marine unit trying to harass people is exactly what I said.
All right, there we go. Clint, appreciate it. Leaves a line open, but it'll be next month when Sheriff Paul Birch joins us again for Midday Mobile. People want to get more info.
Yeah, Sheriff. MobileSO.com.
They can leave the anonymous tips there.
Yep, they can look at crime stats, you know, a lot of information on the website.
All right, good stuff. We'll see you next month.
Yeah, thank you.